Here's part three of the July 2007 Jimmy Dunn podcast.
Man in jail after sex romp in kilt. I wanted to ask our erstwhile attorney about this. A man was arrested on sex charges after an early morning escapade while wearing a kilt. Now, I'm not sure what the kilt had to do with it. Apparently, though, he was exposing himself. You know, as Jimmy, of course, wears a kilt, being 1/8 Scottish.
Right.
Jimmy has a kilt.
Oh, I thought it was all the scotch you used to drink that you
that too.
Got drunk and put your dress on.
That's the second eight.
I did want to tell you that you have to be very careful because you never say anybody that I'm scotch.
Right.
Because that means you're the drink. You're Scottish. Or I'm a Scot. A big difference. You don't want to offend anybody. So anyway, and unfortunately, I can't do the Scottish brogue. Can you do that? I can't do that.
I in a smagabacaragadina ronic dean but a hay and a froya.
That's exactly right. Groundskeeper Willie.
Oh, you're stuck there taking my retirement grease.
My retirement grease.
One of the best places you can ever have touring in, of course, by the way, is Edinburgh, which is a lot of fun.
Been there.
Yeah, it's really great. Anyway, it turned out that a 20-year-old Klaus Ed Blair and a 20-year-old woman were arrested at 3:30 a.m. Friday, after police found them having sex behind a home. Now, apparently what it is, he had been out, somebody had spotted him, he was exposing himself to motorists near a busy street, and I'm guessing this was at 2 o'clock in the morning, and...
Oh, somebody bit! Hey, excellent!
Yeah, well, and so, he gets this woman, goes behind a house, and is...
Would you like to see my pipe, Lassie? Would you like to see my pipe, Lassie?
So anyway, the couple first ignored orders to cease and desist and then refused to cover up. Both of them had been drinking. Boy, what a surprise.
Mid-coitus, do you mind if I finish, officer?
Yeah,
I'm about 1 minute away.
But 10 seconds, excuse me. 10 seconds, please. So anyway, we caught people engaging in amorous behavior before, but usually they stop when we ask them to. Anyway, the woman wasn't charged yet, but of course Blair was still wearing a kilt and a t-shirt that said for sale. And when he appeared by video in court Friday morning, he pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges of fornication in a public place. Now, what I want to know is two things. And indecent exposure. And of course, his lawyer is Tanya Johansson Martinez. So young Tanya, who used to be a pole dancer, I think. Anyway, no, she don't. So anyway, no, but my point is that apparently somebody pointed out, I'm just wondering, is having sex at 3:30 a.m. in the backyard of somebody's place, this is like, and they arrested him. Is that, can you do that?
If people can,
can you do that?
If people can see you.
But I mean, I wanted to ask you about that. What happens if you have your windows open and you do it?
You can get convicted of that, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
I mean, seriously speaking, if you have your windows open and you're doing a little romp up there,
that's L&L, lewd and lascivious conduct.
Well, of course, and you know, Benjamin Franklin used to sit out totally naked on his balcony.
Really?
As a free man. Yeah, that's what he used to do all the time.
Not anymore.
That's right. Well, Jimmy Force.
Taking you downtown, Ben. Get on the cop police horse squad car horse.
Squad horse. That's
squad
right.
Horse.
The squad horse. It is a bunch of squad horses. That's right. The local militia. So anyway, no, fortunately, Jimmy's yard has got a fence all around it. So we've romped out here once or twice.
That was paid for by the neighbors, though.
That's true. That is true. That is one way to get the neighbors to build your fence. That's for sure. That's a good. It started off as a 4-foot fence and it ended up as a 10-footer. So yeah, no, Jimmy's walled off from the neighbors. That's for sure.
Constantina wire and everything.
That's right. That's right. Electrical. The electrical current is controlled from the neighbor's house. You'll notice it's constantly on. Okay. Anyway, speaking of sex. A thaw in investment prospects for sex-related businesses. I don't know if you know this, but on the websites, I've always, as you know, the internet is as so many things are, is because of the porn industry. I don't know if you know this thing, that it always pops up. It doesn't pop up on the Macintosh, but apparently it does on the PCs. Adult Friend Finder, have you ever seen that?
AFF.
Is that what it is?
AFF is the best.
Yeah, well, apparently, apparently it is more fun. Apparently you have to pay for that. Would you have to pay for it to get in?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, $35 a month or something.
Well, but of course, if you're in one of the 280 cities that Craigslist does, it's free. I mean, that's apparently one of the big deals about Craigslist is that...
What, Craigslist is free? Yeah.
Craigslist, but apparently one of the big things is casual sex, hooking up. Like right now, like to do it right now. If you're in LA or something.
Well, I'm on the internet. Hang on.
Yeah, hang on. Let's see if there's any in Gainesville that want to hook up tonight.
Right.
That's the problem. Craigslist is not in Gainesville. We're waiting.
No, it is in Gainesville.
Is
but,
it?
But the Gainesville is just a non-issue city. I mean, there's nothing here.
But we got 20,000 babes in this town.
I know. I'm going to check Craigslist to Gainesville later.
Okay. Okay, and that's the end of the Jimmy Don Show. So anyway, the problem is they're having a problem getting venture capitalists to put in money into these things because the people don't want to be associated with it. I thought it was kind of funny. And so it's obvious that the people that are making money on this are people that have, quote, no shame, unquote. I think it's realist myself. The adult AFF boasts 140,000 new registrants a day and $200 million in annual revenue.
Wow!
And they can't find an investor, they can't find a legitimate investor. One of the reasons
what are the people they're investing in?
Well, I know, but one of the reasons that VCs like to invest in companies is not that they love the company or anything. They plan on selling it to Murdoch or some Tribune or something like that. And apparently the big companies, NBC and GE and CBS and Disney, don't really want to have that in their portfolio.
Right.
So, I guess.
But so what's the problem? They're making $200 million
a year. Well, I love this. Times and investment. It says here, tastes may be changing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my taste has changed. But I like this here. Apparently a big San Francisco company is called Jimmy Jane. Which, if you misspell that, you could end up the Jimmy Doan website, I guess. Yeah. And it's all one word. A San Francisco company that sells sex-related consumer products, including high-end vibrators. A gold-plated one sells for $250.
Hmm. Gold-plated.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? So anyway,
I try not to, but I suppose I can.
The involvement of mainstream investors in such companies is still very much in its infancy, and even those with a vested interest in developing it say it may not evolve further. There are considerable hurdles, chiefly and simply the discomfort of many in being affiliated with products and services they consider immoral, or that they think could tarnish their reputations.
But, I mean, who needs to invest in? They're making $200 million a year.
I don't know what
deal is. That's just the next level.
I guess it's the next level. They
200? How many more levels do you need?
Well, for us, of course, we don't need, even a tenth of that would be just fine. But, yeah. Mr. Gardner said a key selling point in getting these deals done was to give the mainstream investors some public relations cover by repackaging a company in a more conventional way. So what they do is they take a sex company and they rename it. This one in particular, I love this. The Vivid Entertainment Group, I forget what it is, has changed the company's name to Twist Box Entertainment.
Hmm.
How is that less? I mean, is there something that I'm missing? Twist Box sounds
even dirtier. Actually.
I was going to say, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that the Jimmy Jane, it's too bad we didn't get that ahead of time and squat on it.
Jimmy Jones.
Squat on it.
I'm close to the end. You guys got anything in particular?
I got a light note or two.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do this one right before lights. Here we go. New Haven, Connecticut, they issue ID cards to illegal immigrants.
Yeah. That's been about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And of course, one of the things that happened right away was the same kind of thing Bloomberg said, we're all against Virginia for selling Gus guns in New York. You know, they had a big hoorah, thumb their nose. They had a big party in Virginia saying, come on down, or we don't care, or, get lost, or whatever it is. And this is the same kind of thing in that, read it again. I lost my train of thought. No, I'm telling you, there's a corollary here.
New Haven, Connecticut issues ID cards.
Oh, right. What happened was, apparently a lot of the other cities around all over the place started handing out maps to their immigrant community saying, here's the way to New Haven.
I just love this because I just love it. I can see it now. Oh, just come on down to the local ICE office and get your ID card, We're all going to take the tour bus to the photo location.
Your seat cushion can be used as a protection device.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like those scam things where they send the criminals. You know, they can't serve them with a warrant.
Right.
So they find out and they send them a certified letter that says you may have won.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
You know,
I've
Camaro or whatever the hell it is, show up at 2:30 to claim your prize.
Right. Well, what you've won is an extended stay.
Yes, an extended stay.
An exclusive location.
That's right. And all meals and
three hots and a cot, baby.
That's right. Well, that's for three hots and a cot. Yeah. No. Extended stay of meals provided. It will cost you nothing.
But you got to buy your own soap.
Yeah,
and make sure it's on. Not drop it. Yeah,
that's right. Make sure it's on a rope.
Keep it on a rope.
That's it. Soap on a rope.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it.
Did you see that? Where that the Florida inmate was convicted for pleasuring himself in his jail cell?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what I loved about that, this was the apparently some girl, some lady person. Oh, it was the guard lady was watching him on a video camera. They have a video surveillance of the jail cells, and here's a guy jacking off in his. In his jail cell, and what did he go to jail for that?
Did he stay in jail for that?
Did he go to jail for that? Yeah, I mean, apparently, well, he pleaded guilty to the felony
of exposing himself to her,
I guess,
on the camera or whatever.
I mean, so when they watch him take a dump, that's not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's more personal for me because I don't ever do that in front of anybody. Whereas the other thing,
well, we be the famous circle jerk.
Well, I was not referring to that, but okay. I've heard of that.
Okay, this show's going downhill. let's see. Basically, he was sentenced to 60 days in custody for today's indecent exposure conviction, though the time will be served concurrently with his lengthier sentence. So. You know,
so he gets nothing. Double life. Now he's going to register as a sex offender.
Yeah, that's it. To himself.
Right. To himself.
That's right. Well, they know where he is anyway. He registers as a sex offender. I love. So I know what he's not allowed to. Not allowed to affiliate with other. So what do they put
he's
him
not
in solitary?
To be alone with his private parts.
That's it.
No,
they put him in solitary, which is probably what he wanted anyway.
Hello. Well, that's what I thought you could do that. I thought you were allowed to do that in your jail cell there. Maybe he was. Like standing in front of the camera,
yeah,
like
maybe he knew she was watching.
Right. Oh, right. I don't, or maybe he was hoping he was watching.
Okay.
I mean, or whatever. No, but I mean do wet dreams count? I mean, what happens?
Depends on where the camera is.
I suppose that, you know, and there, if it's anything like the TSA, it's probably up your butt.
Well, this is all probably
on the inside of your colon.
You know, he's just doing hard time, and it's all about the penal system.
Doing hard time. Okay. Yeah.
He was behaving like a jerk, and his lawyer failed to get him off.
What kind of a lawyer is that can't get you off? What was her name?
I don't know. It wasn't Jessica.
Was it Tanya? Oh, yeah, Jessica. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I got her autograph.
Did you see that they had a little too much free-flowing nitrous over at Burger Tan's place this week?
Oh, yeah.
They blew
Bad
up the...
Bad news.
They killed three people. Died on the Spaceship Two's motor when it blew up. They were trying to they weren't even running the motor. They're just testing the nitrous flow system. And
they were laughing their ass off, of course, the whole time.
I guess turn it up some more.
Kablammo. No, I mean they blew up. What? I mean they set them back quite a bit, didn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, who knows? I mean,
three people died.
Yeah, and three people critically injured. They've done tons of tests like this on this motor, and of course on Spaceship One, and. They don't know why it blew up yet, but I'm sure it'll come
Aliens.
Out at some point. Yeah, may well. Yeah,
really. Probably a government plot. The government's getting there because they want to
get NASA.
It was NASA. I would investigate.
What was
NASA.
It with the drunken astronauts or whatever?
Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need to ask our engineer about that.
Well,
you know about all the astronauts.
All the astronauts I drink all the time. I mean, I've never seen them get on the spaceship drunk.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it doesn't tell you. I mean, they were very circumspect about this. They don't tell you if they actually staggered out to take off.
But I don't think any of the pilots were. I mean, they have, you know, tape recorders. Probably some of the passengers, or like over in Russia, where they're like, this might be your last time on the Earth. You know, you need to really live it up.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
That's right. Hey, Sikorsky, come on over. Hey, we have vodka tonight.
It's all a pre-programmed launch anyway. Don't
That's
worry
right.
about it.
Hey, little fuel for the rocket, little fuel for the rocketeer. Hey.
Little bomb of the rocket. Did you see that they sentenced Nicole Richie for DUI?
I did see that. Again, another Another victimless crime here. Here, she didn't try to hurt anybody. Nobody got hurt. She's got to go to jail for a few days. She took the deal. She got 4 days.
Yep.
The kicker is she gets 3 years of probation.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to make that?
Play the Cartman laugh.
Yeah, like Lindsay.
Yeah. Seriously. She is not going to make it any more than Paris made it, unfortunately.
Or Lindsay.
3 years. I mean, 3 years at that age.
Oh, dude, Lindsay was out. She's already, you know, freaking all that.
No, I mean, what I like is it one of them? Who was it? Was it Lindsay who was actually wearing the alcohol detector bracelet when she was caught with a DUI? One of them was actually had the alcohol detector doohickey on when they
going off. It's flashing.
Yeah, no, I mean, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how they work.
It's
but
all
I mean,
of the cops.
It was like Homer Simpson's lie detector.
Exactly. That is one of the funniest things.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you just tell the truth if you know it. Do you understand?
Yes.
That is, I gotta play that when we get off of the thing. Oh, I cannot wait to see that movie. I mean, and of course, it's funny, it got a mixed reviews. There was one guy that said, eh, you know, same old, but I mean,
works for me,
exactly right. No, it,
yeah. We quote it daily.
That's what I want.
It's obvious, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny you should say that. That's what I want. It is interesting. One of the reasons that some of the acts, like the Beatles and so forth, quit, stopped touring and everything was because they were expected to play the same stuff that they played 25 years ago, you know, because people, and they said, you know, I just, you know, after you've played the Beach Boys, for instance, you know, after you played Little Deuce Coupe for the 6,000th time to a screaming people that are, you know, that are in wheelchairs, you
start to me back.
Exactly. You know, you think, God, I don't know. Where's the art? That kind of thing. You know, I've done all this. Ooh, what's that on my? Oh, that's the mouse. Okay, good.
Pizza. Oh,
pizza. Right. No, I'm sitting here trying to scrape it off. It's the mouse pointer. Okay, good. Anything else? Let's. Oh, I did have a couple extra things. Oh, just a minute. This was on the headline in the Gainesville Sun today or the other day. Gainesville state hotter in 06. And the article I just had the first couple lines of it here.
Ooh, global warming.
Global warming. Wait a minute. The average temperature in Gainesville and other cities across Florida has increased more than 0.5 degrees above average in 2006, it says here, according to a report released Thursday by the Environment Florida. Now, the advocacy group for global warming says, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Now, one of the things the advocacy group may not realize is that when Jimmy moved to Florida, we grew oranges as far north as Ocala.
Right.
And we have not grown because of global cooling, because of the big freeze in the mid-'80s or early 80s, whatever it was. They had 2 years in a row. You grow oranges now 200 miles south of here in Naples.
I remember we used to drive from here to Disney World.
And there were oranges from horizon to horizon, right. Literally.
And then after the freeze, they were stumps.
Right.
From horizon to horizon.
Right. And we had global cooling, in case you're interested, of like 20 degrees of global cooling that killed everything off. And now they're worried about a half a degree. And I'm saying, Bring it on. I mean, what are you talking about? I'd like to see the orange groves back up north again. Right now, I don't think that there's any, except south.
They stop right
of,
about where I am.
Yeah, in Tavares.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically every, so my point is how short the memory of these people. I mean.
Well, the reporterette's probably 15 or 18 or 20.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they interviewed the advocacy group people who've got, you know, whatever. Okay. Voyeurism. Case test privacy right. This had to do with the kilt thing. This was an attorney. Apparently, this was something that happened in Bradenton. A woman in a green dress was shopping for groceries at a local Walmart when a man behind her, armed with a cell phone camera, snapped her picture and walked away. Turns out that he snapped a picture under her dress. And so they're kind of, and the judge said, well, you know, the law doesn't have anything to say about that. I mean, you know, public place, no expectation of privacy. So what do you think, counselor?
You mean put the camera up under her skirt there and snap the shot?
Yep.
That sounds like something that Jimmy did at a Christmas party.
Whoa! edit. Wait a minute. What Jimmy are you talking
about?
Was
that about me? Turn to cancel that.
It wasn't. It wasn't a cell phone camera anyway.
Oh,
it was.
That was a video.
It was a hell of a nice, better camera than that.
Yeah.
And it was consensual. I consented. I consented to take her picture.
Capturing an image like that.
Anyways, charged with one count of voyeurism.
Yeah,
For secretly recording a woman with lewd intent.
There you go.
But apparently they said, as I recall later in this thing, there's some big question about it. They think it's going to get tossed out because there's no law that covers that. It's in a public place. It's not like they drilled a hole in the dress room or the...
Right, right.
So...
Well, what about a public restroom? Is that a that, public
No. The restrooms, they got that pretty well covered.
Okay. Well, that's right on the edge there.
People... It is. Now, the other thing, the last thing that I guess is not a light note, but this, and I don't, we didn't talk about the Congress passing the security bill, did we, on this show?
No.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
The national, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. I'm sorry. I had pulled this out of the Gainesville Sun. I had forgotten that I'd printed it up. Anyway, I'm about done.
Did you see that Fresno, California wants to ban the teens at the mall?
Oh, what's with that? They want it. It's like you have to be accompanied by an adult after, 6 o'clock in the evening?
After 6 p.m.
Friday and Saturday night. Friday and Saturday night. But is it like 18-year-olds, too?
No, 18 and under. Or 17 and
17
under.
17 and under.
Yep.
So if you're if you're a day shy of your 18th birthday, you need an adult to go with you.
Correct.
This, of course, is a big deal. You know, you get the panhandler outside the mall. To walk in with you, it's like buying liquor. I mean, you know, hey, Mr. Drunk Wino person, how'd you like to earn $5?
Well, that's probably. I mean, I can see there being escorts for sale out there. Well, who knows?
Escort Jimmy Doan escort service.
Who knows what kind of craziness this kind of a stupid law would spawn? But it's just an amazing revocation of kids' rights that they're trying to do here. But
well, let me tell you something though. You have to ask yourself. When is a public place a private place, a private place a public place? I mean, this is a mall, and that's a private place. Of course, you're not allowed to ban Negroes or Asians or monosexuals, but are you allowed to ban sub-teens or teens?
I'm going to go with no. Even if they passed this law, I think it would be overturned.
But of course, does this not get into another thing about private property? In other words, if the mall owners is saying, look, these people are bothering our customers, you know, we're losing business because these guys
you can throw them out on a case-by-case basis.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
You know, if they're actually doing something, you can chuck them.
Well, except that they can be intimidating. That's why they just passed the law here in Gainesville against panhandling. You're not allowed to stand on the street corners or in the middle of the street anymore and ask for money. You know, we had a
huge influx.
They were literally four corners of every street. Of lots of streets were taken up. Everybody had, they were like hookers. I mean, they had their corners staked out. You know,
I haven't seen any hookers around Gainesville.
Well, I mean, in other cities, not here.
But I'm saying, what about? So you said they passed this law. When they passed this law?
Last week.
Okay, so that's why they've been.
You haven't seen any hardly.
They're all in the jail right now.
No, well, I don't know. They're not there. But I mean, we had a panhandling. It had really gotten quite interesting, and they were all over the place. You couldn't drive any. You know, there were probably 200 corners in Gainesville and some of them, of course, not in Gainesville. It's a city law, so you still go in the county and do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can stand out here on I-75.
But it was an explosion, like a big
planting
bloom.
No, it was, because obviously there was a market for it, or you're making money or something. And you'd see these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd have all their crap stashed with their bicycle and everything stashed in the bushes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they finally got to the point where they were sitting down, mm-hmm. you know, with a sign that says, need help, you know, rejected veteran or something like that, and apparently they must have been making enough money to survive because there were so many of them, so it must have been lucrative on at least one. Anyway, they passed.
I've seen some of those guys literally for 20 years. I mean, I remember seeing guys 20 years ago that they're still out there panhandling.
Again, it must be, if you consider it a job, panhandling. Now, let me tell you, here in Gainesville, it's work. If you're standing out there in the hot sun,
it's like it is 1 trillion degrees.
I mean, it is. Not only is it super hot, and not only are you going to get burned, not only you better use a lot of your money for SPIF 200,
right?
Whatever it is, SPF 200, whatever. But the next thing is you're standing up,
right?
I mean, of course, I would hire the person to stand out there in front of Checkers and wave people in, or stand out in front of a condo and wave people in or something. I mean, that was a legitimate job out in California. Paid $17 an hour to wave people in out in California when I was there.
And they still have those people over here. I saw somebody to barbecue wearing a pig suit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, dude. I mean, you got to be dead. I mean, you're dying.
Well, not only that, now, of course, here in late July and early August and so forth, we are now entering finally our rainy season. And, I mean, you can set your clock. by the rain that starts about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And, I mean, it pours, and there's lightning. I mean, you can do what you want to, but I certainly wouldn't want to turn into a piece of crispy old carbon toast standing out there.
That pig's going to be baking.
That's right.
That pig going to be baking.
So anyway, they passed that, and they got rid of it. So
that's interesting, because I did notice that they all just suddenly went away. So
that's exactly right.
But they don't. I guess they read the paper or something. I mean, how do they know?
No, let me tell you guys. They are over in the lockup. I guarantee you, they swooped around, picked up 50 or 100 of them.
I'll tell you, they probably have a chain of command or something like that, and I'll bet you they picked up one or two of them and immediately.
And
it was like a chemical bee thing. You know, when the queen bee puts out the chemical and the entire hive reacts. Yeah. That's what happened, I can tell you.
Well, these guys are not that organized. I've defended several of them here in town, and they're pretty much loners. I mean, when they turn you out of the jail, you got nothing. And the first thing they do is walk down to the street corner and try to get something. And they, even if it's just enough money for a bus ticket out of town or
yeah, you wish.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, even if that's what's going to happen. They're going around. They're going to get some money from somewhere.
South Park had a great episode on the homeless. You got to download it from iTunes or something. It's a classic.
Well, they have, of course, as I say, they've decided that we don't have enough homeless in this town, so they passed a 10-year Eliminate the Homeless Act, which is, of course, might as well be called Double or Triple the Homeless in this town. Because that's what's exactly, you know, as I say, it's government solution to a problem, and it'll do a 180 on that. There was something else that I had to say about that, though, and I lost my train of thought again. It's a surprise, I know. So anyway, I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah. Anything else, you guys?
All good?
All good? Okay. It's great. Great fun. Really good. And we have to do this. We can't wait this long between shows, folks.
Okay.
Too much happens in the world.
Too much happens. EJ, really appreciate you coming down here from D.C.
I hope I can, stay for another show.
Yeah, no, that'll be great fun. And we told you what to do when you go back up there.
Oh, I'm absolutely going to do the tour. I'm going to break
do the tour.
We wanted
to loan you a gun. We wanted to loan you a gun.
We gave him a shirt with a gun on it.
Oh, good.
That's a start.
Wear that in the airplane. the shirt says, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you and has a gun. This is our Jimmy Doan t-shirt.
Right.
And has a gun pointing out.
At you.
Yeah, right. you can see getting on the airplane with that one.
Right.
I don't think so. Automatic. Anyway, thank you so much.
Keep those emails coming.
Yep.
Your friends.
Vielska dom der i Sverige, and we love, let's see.
Jacques. Vive la France.
Vive la France. And,
eat more chocolate.
Eat more chocolate. And lo siento, pero mi español no es bueno.
There you go.
Hey, it's getting better.
It's getting better. Well, I've decided to put off my Honduras trip until October.
Okay.
So because I need the money from the parking here at the game. I was afraid you guys would come over here and take it all.
Afraid?
I knew you would. Right. So hello to Hanger Dogs also. Don't forget
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. They had some great shows. I listened to them several times on my way down to Orlando this weekend. It was great.
And, and of course, I'm going to be hitching up the phone line as usual.
Well, I see that it's inched 1 inch closer to the wall.
That's right.
Where the phone jack is. So it's like, you know, it's asymptotically approaching hookup.
20 years. I'm hoping
if the phone cable achieves a life of its own, it may work.
It'll hook itself up.
Age of the spiritual phone machine.
That's right.
The nano phone bot.
Alrighty, guys.
Thank you, yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for listening to part 3 of the July 2007 Jimmy Doan Podcast. Thank you.
Spread the word by making CDs for your friends of The Jimmy Dome Show.
Kids, it is now my job to teach you the theory of evolution.
Oh, boy.
Now, I, for one, think that evolution is a bunch of bull crap, but I've been told I have to teach it anyway. It was thought up by Charles Darwin, and it goes something like this. In the beginning, we were all fish, okay, swimming around in the water. And then one day, a couple of fish had a retard baby, and the retard baby was different, so it got to live. So retard fish goes on to make more retard babies. And then one day, a retard baby fish crawled out of the ocean with its mutant fish hands, and it had butt sex with a squirrel or something and made this, retard frog squirrel. And then that had a retard baby, which was a monkey fish frog. And then this monkey fish frog had butt sex with that monkey, and that monkey had a mutant retard baby that screwed another monkey, and that made you. So there you go. You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.